I think that it's very, very adequate by now because we are in a real episode of fast urbanization around the world. In the last 20 years, we have had more than 2 billion people urbanizing, and this is very, very important. It's a massive process of urbanization. On top of that, it's accelerating, and there's a huge need to address the big challenges of urbanization. Of course, urbanization is a very good and a very big opportunity because it accelerates wealth and economic growth, but also has challenges related to climate change, to inequality, to congestion, etc. And as this affects such a big part of the population, it's very adequate that now we have some time in a celebration like this one to think about urbanization.
What are the activities, what are the celebrations that are taking place worldwide on this World Cities Day?
Yes, we are having the biggest event in Shanghai with the cooperation of the municipality of Shanghai and also the Chinese government. Chinese government last year was the promoter in the General Assembly for the celebration of this World Cities Day, and we are very happy that Shanghai has generously offered themselves to host the main event of this first edition, and there's going to be a lot of meetings, workshops, in order to think about how to improve urbanization. But it's not only Shanghai. We are going to celebrate also in Nairobi and in many parts of the world. There's going to be different actors that will participate in this call for the cities in the world.
In a world where already half the population lives in urban areas and the human future is definitely largely urban future, in your opinion, what needs to be done to achieve good urbanization, an urbanization that provides the citizens and the inhabitants of cities with a good quality of life, with good means of transportation, with good housing? What are those conditions that are going to lead to good urbanization?
Yes. Well, the first thing to recognize as a human creation, the urbanization, the city, requires a good design. If you don't design the space and the structure of the city, the chances that a spontaneous urbanization will fall in the good side are very, very few. Then the first condition for a good urbanization is that it should be planned. And that requires quite an effort because you need to take care of the design of the common spaces. Then you need to take care of the design of the buildable plots and make sure that the mixture of public spaces and buildable plots are in a good proportion, in a good fabric that allows to address the main things that the people is demanding. As you were saying, good services, affordability, by the way, because we want a city for everybody, not just a city for a minority. And that requires quite a lot of attention. And this is why we celebrate this day, because we need to emphasize this aspect, that urbanization, and it's a result of design and participation.
In 2016 and 2016, the international community will come together for the third United Nations Conference of Housing and Sustainable Urban Development, Habitat 3. How do you think that this kind of celebrations will somehow contribute to this conference?
Well, in the case of Habitat 3, the conference is a United Nations conference, and that means that all the countries of the world, they are invited to participate and to reach a kind of agreement in order to improve the quality of urbanization. Of course, the conference will come just immediately after the arrangements for the sustainable development post-2015 and also after the COP21 about the climate change worldwide agreement. And as the urbanization and cities are so important for both development and climate change, we want to take the opportunity of 2016 Habitat 3 to localize, to bring down to the level of urbanization and the cities the big international debate on development and climate change.